to another episode of It's Her Turn. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow. And what a time is going on out there. There's so many things we can talk about regarding what's challenging in our lives, in our work, in just being a human being, getting through this time of this quarantine and the pandemic. I wanted to touch base about a different kind of anxiety today, and that's about anxiety that we can have in our relationships and how the solution can be something that we don't normally think about. It's called detaching with love. So that's sort of the focus we're going to do this episode. And the first time I heard that term, I was grappling with how to understand the dynamic that was going on between myself and my husband, who had a substance abuse issue. He had other mental health issues as well, but the alcoholism that showed up in our relationship was bringing up all of the experiences that I'd had with alcoholism in my family of origin, both with my parents as well as an extended family, that I thought I kind of had a handle on and an understanding about, but I truly did not. And I found myself in a position of wanting to make sure things could get better, make sure he was going to work on himself and his drinking issues, because my anxiety was so high around feeling scared about whether or not things were going to be okay. We were ready to have kids. Was that going to work? Was the relationship going to last? I had all kinds of anxieties about the relationship. And then here were these issues that, you know, in my mind were his issues, but clearly I had my own version of my anxiety and my trauma of growing up in it. But at the time, I was so focused on how to help him be okay so that I had a sense of, then if he's happy, I'll be happy. So I'll work harder. I'll try and be everything he needs. I'll try and take care of everything. I'll try and support that ends up actually looking like controlling somebody, right? When you're like, gee, don't you think you should go do that? You know, it's like we're trying to be so supportive, but really it's because I'm terrified that if you don't go take care of yourself, you're gonna, you know, continue having these issues that are really scaring me and making me feel really stressed out. So what I understood when I started to go into some work around this, some recovery work, was that focusing on our partner to feel okay in ourselves is not a healthy thing, right? We kind of know that intellectually, but emotionally, if we grew up in a family where we saw similar dynamics in our, you know, parents or our grandparents or even our friends, where there was that, you know, sort of enmeshed kind of, I'm only happy if you're happy, or if I can make you okay, then that's when I can be okay. And that kind of what we call now codependency is one of the words that's used to describe that. That sense of, I'm only okay if my relationship to this other person and their experience is feeling okay. Then I can feel like I'm safe, or I'm secure, or I'm valuable, I'm worthy, because we don't really have a strong sense of ourselves. Now, how does this happen? It's basically if we grow up in a dysfunctional family, which is, I think, kind of largely most of the people on the planet, not because we're bad or wrong or anything's broken. It's just the state of being a human being is that we do the best we can. But in general, human beings haven't been very good at being able to work through their issues. Historically, people didn't even know they had issues. You know, my parents never thought to go, hey, am I happy? Is, you know, am I doing well for myself personally and emotionally? You know, that was not something that was even part of their mindset. And we're in a generation now of more consciousness about how trauma is passed generation to generation, how these patterns of unhealthy behavior, how our genetics are actually impacted generation to generation. So, you know, if your great-grandfather had issues with substances of alcohol, say, there's a pretty good chance that might be an part of your DNA that can get activated if you ended up looking to that as being a coping strategy for you. And you might have issues with drinking or other substances as a result. So looking at the larger picture, we understand that all human beings are struggling. So what does that look like at the, you know, smaller level, the micro level of relationships, is that we can fall into this fear, this difficulty knowing like who I am, what I need, knowing how to take care of ourselves. And we look to our partner either to take care of us or that we're going to go and take care of them so that we can focus all about them and what they need or want from us or how we want them to change, right? That's another version of codependency that's out there. But there's also that part of the fact that we all have lived in this patriarchy that has supported this space of women not having equal power, not having equal voice, not having equal financial resources at their access. And that has presented, you know, a pretty consistent experience of women being in a position of feeling vulnerable in those, in relationship, and needing to participate in trying to keep things stable and secure so that they aren't feeling at risk of not having the resources to take care of themselves. So that's why we see a lot in, you know, abusive relationships that women stay longer often because A, they're trying to get it right, and or B, they don't have the resources to leave. And so I'm acknowledging that that's one version of codependency as well, kind of falls more into abusive relationships. But back to the idea of detachment with love. What does that mean, and why is that a term that's used often in recovery work? Well, in that codependency, that sense of like, oh my gosh, you know, I need this person to love me or I'm going to feel horrible about myself because I don't even know my own value, right? I don't know how to love myself. I need this person to love me. We get very, very attached to people and in that kind of dynamic, right? Where we put up with behavior we possibly shouldn't, or we get very controlling and possibly, you know, abusive ourselves in relationship because we're not knowing how to communicate. We're not knowing how to take care of our needs. So the relationship gets kind of toxic and kind of unhealthy. And when you start to work with recovery, you get the strong message that your way to health and happiness is to focus back on yourself. That means that you start to separate out, okay, I really am used to taking care of this person so that they're happy and then I can be happy. And now I have to figure out how to just take care of me and make me happy. And that can be a really tough thing at first, right? Because you're so used to focusing on that other person, or maybe it's your children, or maybe it's your parents and you have to be taking care of them. And it's really hard at first to figure out, how do I detach and still love that person? How do I say, I love you, you've got to work on your issues, I'm going to work on my issues, and then we have a chance to have a healthy relationship. So detaching with love doesn't mean that you don't love that person anymore. It means that you are loving yourself and them enough to allow this to be a healthier dynamic, to move in that direction anyway. At first, it might feel like chaos, right? Because you're changing a pattern, you're changing a way of being okay in yourself, and you're saying, oh my gosh, I can't keep doing that. And so whether that's in a relationship where you just lean on that person to feel okay about yourself, or you're in a relationship where that person is behaving abusively and you just put up with it. Those are maybe two examples on the spectrum. And so this idea of how do I detach with love means that you're needing to step back and focus on who you are, what you need, and how you're going to take care of you now, so that you have an opportunity to be that person who can have boundaries. You can communicate what you need and what you don't want. You can recognize what would a healthy relationship possibly feel like and explore that together with your partner if that's a safe situation. Because again, if you're ever in an abusive situation where you're not able to take care of yourself, feel safe, and respected at those basic levels of, you know, security, then you need to probably look at being somewhere else, you know, getting some support to make a change in that. But right now, let's talk about relationships that aren't at that level of lack of safety, but they're just difficult. They're kind of enmeshed. Everyone's like leaning on each other. Maybe there's a little trauma, you know, it's kind of chaotic and everybody's up in each other's stuff. And we want to look at how do we make space and how do we do that with a word that sounds really like you're leaving, you know, detachment sounds like bye, see you later, but it's really not. It's really about, let me just, you know, separate myself and my energy that's all up in your energy and your business and just have a little space, right? If we looked at it like pulling apart two yarn balls and separating them and saying, okay, you know, you're two different people. You're two different yarn balls. Like, you're not all up inside each other, and that's not healthy. We want you to separate out so you can focus on yourselves and learn how to love yourself, learn how to respect that that other person has their own challenges, their own work to do, so that you need to honor that boundary. Right. And that's where the work comes in. It gets a little challenging because your anxiety will get peaked, right? You might be afraid, if I'm not all up with this person and in their face, they're not going to want to be with me. And all that insecurity comes in and all of the fear of rejection. But this is where we have to recognize what is actually healthy, quote unquote, love, right? And our ideas of love often are these kind of distorted, controlling, or slightly abusive, or just unhealthy versions that we could say are almost like a sick kind of love, where they're not really supporting each person to be their best. And when I work with people and help them just start to notice, say, the patterns in their relationship, they are sort of surprised, or maybe like taken aback by noticing things that seemed like, oh, isn't that how everyone does relationship? And then you step back and go, oh, wow, I can see how that's not really helpful for me. I can see how that sets me up to feel not good about myself, or, you know, not capable, or whatever it is. And so this is where, you know, making that journey to let go of the chaotic, you know, controlling situation where everyone's up on each other and giving some space allows everybody to start to find their own feet, find their own sense of self, their own sense of value, their own voice to communicate where they're at, what they need. And in a sense, we might call this growing up, right? And I don't mean that in a judgmental way, but more like, really, it's like maturing our perspective of what relationship can be and what we want it to be and how we can know we have values about, yes, I think, you know, being kind is loving. I think being, you know, respectful is loving. But when you're caught in that codependency, man, it can look not like that at all, right? You know, you're just like, oh, I can't believe we're treating each other this way. So when you can finally step back and have a little space, that's where we can get perspective. We can get support to start finding other ways to communicate, other ways to take care of ourselves. And that supports this idea of maturity, mature love, mature sense of self that we get to do for us personally. And then hopefully that other person is doing that as well. And then we're able to come together and create a very different experience of relationship. Now, does this happen just between men and women? No, it happens between women and women. It happens between all genders in relationship, binary and non-binary. This is a human experience of how we get stuck in a dynamic of relationship that often is, enmeshed and unhealthy because those are relationships perhaps we've experienced. There are relationships we've seen other people play out. And it's often the relationship we see in the movies is what just came up in my mind, right? We see these, you know, very dramatic relationships in the movies. And it's like, oh yeah, no, that's called codependency. You know, so our models haven't necessarily been so healthy. So detaching with love is something that we do with kindness and compassion for ourselves and the other, with our partner, whoever they are. And this could be, like I said, with a child, it could be your relationship with your parents. I mean, there's lots of people who struggle in codependent relationships with their parents, even with bosses, you know. So whatever the relationship is, you want to acknowledge that this is going to be a bit of a process. It's going to take you a little practice and you're not going to get it right. And you're going to fall back into those old patterns. And it's going to take some time to build that sense of self and that sense of your identity of who you are and that you deserve to feel good about yourself, whether you're in relationship or not, whether or not that person's doing okay, whether or not that person can meet your needs or is currently wanting to be with you. This is all of that personal work we get to do, especially when we have, trauma or a family history of anxiety, personal history of anxiety or panic. Boundaries are a really important part of our health and well-being. And so detachment with love it's really a boundary. And it's a boundary that takes time to evolve. And it can make, oh my gosh, such a huge difference in your life. I mean, for me, learning to experience myself as a more mature person who could see what I was okay with and not okay with, or what I needed, what I felt. Those were very powerful sense of self experiences that I started to have after having many, many years of codependent relationships that were just exhausting and stressful and really self-rejecting and painful. So this is not work that I talk about lightly because I know it's hard, but I also know that, man, the freedom and the sense of empowerment and well-being and joy that you can have on the other side is worth every step of it. So whether or not you are working with a coach or a therapist or some other person who's guiding and supporting you, those are things to consider bringing to the table and talking about, because detachment with love is ultimately such a gift for ourselves personally, the people we're in relationship with, and our future relationships. Because when we know how to take care of ourselves and have healthier boundaries and know how to have love and respect for ourselves, it's a whole nother game, right? It's a whole nother type of life we're living. And it's a powerful one. So this is the kind of work that I offer in the Fearless Feminine Wisdom that I do. And I'm going to be working on my program that will be for the book that I have out, Fearless, The Art of Using Anxiety to Your Advantage. And so I'll be letting you guys know about that when that comes up. But for now, if you want to ever find me on Facebook, I'm at Dr. Kate Dow. And also I do have a Facebook group that I'm having available. And that's the link of that is in the show notes if you're interested, where I do share about the different aspects of learning how to grow ourselves, you know, move through and heal old patterns and begin to step out of fear and more into our empowered voice, truth, and wisdom. So with that, if you do have follow-up questions, do find me on the Facebook page, Dr. Kate Dow, and tag me, and I will answer any questions you might have about that. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I really enjoyed having you, and I hope that this felt supportive, informational, and hopefully inspirational about if you are in this place of struggling with codependency, you can come through it and you can make a difference and shift in how you show up in yourself and your relationships. If you're enjoying this podcast, go ahead and subscribe. Give us a review. I'd love to hear what you think and how we could be doing this better to serve you, and share it with people you think might be needing to hear what we're talking about. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow, encouraging you to take your turn to find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power.